Hello, I'm Eunice Lee. I am honored to be here at the Future of Genomic Medicine Conference. I am a practicing anesthesiologist in Santa Barbara, California. And the reason I was invited to speak at this conference was that I was diagnosed with cancer during my pregnancy. I was pregnant with my second child. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I was pregnant with my second child. And at 10 weeks of pregnancy, my obstetrician recommended that I get a fetal screening test called the Maternity 21 test. The reason was that I was of advanced maternal age, being 40, and we just wanted to screen for fetal chromosomal abnormalities. So I took the test. It was a simple blood test at 10 weeks. And 2 weeks later, I went to my obstetrician's office to receive the results of that test. The results came back as non-reportable. I still remember my obstetrician walking into the office holding this sheet of paper in her hand saying that she had gotten a non-reportable result and didn't really know what to make of it since she had never gotten a result like this before. We probably would have written it off as a laboratory error, but the head of the laboratory, Sequinome, his name was Dr. Nilish, had actually spoken to my obstetrician over the phone and told her that this was a concerning result and that I might need to be worked up for cancer. This was not something that I was expecting to hear, and neither was my obstetrician. Fortunately for me, I was able to speak to Dr. Nilish over the phone directly. I asked him what the significance of the non-reportable result was and how the test worked. So he explained the test to me. It basically counts the number of chromosomes in your bloodstream. Apparently, 10% of the circulating chromosomes in a mother's bloodstream come from the fetus. They then count the number of total chromosomes and are able to detect any missing or extra chromosomes in that fashion. In my case, they couldn't get any kind of read on the fetal chromosome pattern because there were so many extra deletions and additions. Presumably from the maternal side. So I asked him what he thought I should do, and I also spoke to my obstetrician, and we decided that we should probably get some further testing. My obstetrician scheduled me for an MRI of the chest, abdomen, pelvis. That happened at 15 weeks of pregnancy, and came home to find that my obstetrician had received the results of the MRI. She called me and said that there was a problem, that there was something on the MRI. And I asked what that was, and she told me that there was a 7-centimeter mass in my sigmoid colon. And in the state of shock that I was in, my first question was to her, is this something that can wait until after my baby was born? And she said no, that if we waited too long, it was probably going to perforate, and that I needed to have surgery as soon as possible to remove the tumor. So later on that same day, I found myself in the hospital that I worked at as a patient, dressed in a gown, getting my IV started. And I was wheeled into the operating room. And very fortunately for me, I had a very talented surgeon who resected the tumor, had a low anterior resection, performed laparoscopically without any complications. And I thought this was especially impressive given the fact that I was 15 weeks pregnant at the time, and my uterus was larger than normal. He still was able to perform the surgery laparoscopically and also remove 49 lymph nodes, which turned out to be negative for cancer. So I felt extremely fortunate that none of the lymph nodes were positive. Something that was concerning to me still after the surgery was that on the initial MRI, there were 4 lesions in my liver, and at that time, it wasn't clear whether these were benign lesions such as hemangiomas or whether they were metastases, because colon cancer really likes to metastasize to the liver. I had a follow-up ultrasound done, and on the ultrasound, the read was that 2 of the lesions appeared to be benign hemangiomas, but one of the larger ones was not consistent with a hemangioma. So then my question was, what is it? Is it a met? I had discussions with my oncologist, my obstetrician, my maternal fetal medicine practitioner, and we came to the conclusion that because all of my lymph nodes were negative And the tumor was actually sent for oncogene testing and was found to have a benign marker. In addition, it was a well-differentiated, not a poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma, and those tend to be a little bit better behaved. We were not going to do any kind of chemotherapy while I was pregnant, and if we were going to do chemotherapy, it could wait until after the delivery of my child. When I was about 7 months pregnant, I decided to repeat the Maternity 21 test, and this was basically for my own peace of mind. I was curious as to whether I still had any circulating tumor DNA in my system. And prior to this, I spoke again with Dr. Nilish from Sequenome. I asked him whether anyone had ever done this before following a diagnosis of cancer, and his response was no. Apparently, there were a very small number of women who were found to have a non-reportable result. At the time that I spoke to him, he said that the test had been in existence for about 1.5 years. They had processed 250,000 samples, and of those, only 32 were found to be non-reportable. Of those 32, 19 women on follow-up were found to have some kind of tumor, whether benign or malignant. I think he said 10 of them had uterine fibroids, and the remaining 9 either had cancer of the colon, breast, or lymphoma. And none of those women had taken this test a second time. So really, there was no information regarding how specific or sensitive it was in detecting remaining tumor cells after somebody had been treated primarily for cancer. I thought it would just be an interesting experiment to go ahead and take the test a second time and just see what it showed. So I did repeat the blood draw, and reassuringly, the test came back normal this time with a chromosomal profile of 46XY for the baby. Then on November 24th, I gave birth to a healthy baby boy weighing 6 pounds, 11 ounces. After he was born, I had a follow-up MRI done with contrast this time. The first time they couldn't give me contrast because I was pregnant. But I had the repeat MRI, and it showed that I had no lymphadenopathy, no physical evidence detectable by MRI of a tumor, and that the lesions in my liver appeared to be benign hemangiomas. So that was the best news I could have gotten at that time. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I feel extremely fortunate that I'm living in this day and age when we do have the technology to be able to learn things about unborn children that also can have unintended additional information that is revealed about yourself and your own health. I would say that, you know, taking this test at 10 weeks of pregnancy could very likely have saved my life and the life of my unborn child. Because if I had not taken this test, the symptoms that I was feeling, the nausea, the constipation, the daily fatigue, I could have just written off as first trimester pregnancy symptoms. If they hadn't gone away at the end of the first trimester, I could have just gone on thinking, oh, I'm 40 years old. This is a different pregnancy. Some women are just nauseated and constipated and tired during their entire pregnancies, and it could very well have happened that I was not diagnosed with colon cancer until I perforated, and that would have been disastrous for both myself and my unborn child. To anyone else who takes this test and has a non-reportable result, don't sit on it. Definitely talk to your obstetrician, to the OBs who are practicing. If you have patients who take this test and have a result that is either non-reportable or different in any way, don't sit on it. Don't ignore it. You really do need to find out why the test came back as non-reportable, because in my case, there was definitely something that was causing the test to come back as abnormal. And to anyone who is of advanced maternal age who takes this test, I would say not to be afraid. The test can reveal something about your own health that you might not be expecting. I'm just grateful that I received the care that I did in the timely fashion that I did. I probably wouldn't be sitting here today if I hadn't taken the test.